Welcome back to Wellness Weekly. I'm your co-host, Nora.
And I'm your co-host, Isabel. In Wellness Weekly, we like to be real and dive deep into topics that we want to make mainstream when it comes to wellness and health.
We want this podcast to be a safe space for everybody, and we're so happy you're here. Welcome back to Wellness Weekly. It's your co-host, Nora and Isabel.
We're very happy you're here. Today's topic is burnout at the beginning of a quarter or at the beginning of a new job or a new phase of your life. So before you even get to midterms, before you get to finals, when you're already exhausted. And we'll keep this short because we're both feeling it a bit right now.
Yep. Full disclosure, this episode is highly inspired by our own states of existence right now. So we're talking straight from our own lived experiences.
I think there's a lot of talk around how to manage burnout when you've already hit between week 5 and 7 of the quarter. So during that period of time when you've already made it pretty far. And we wanted to open dialogue on how to manage burnout before we've even gotten there, and just like why this is an issue in particular during spring quarter when we've already made it through 2 long draining quarters, you know, like 2 finals weeks, all of that.
Historically, I found myself experiencing burnout early in the quarter, earlier than in winter and fall quarter. And I think there's multiple layers that are factoring in here for me. One of them is just my own mental health struggles that kick in because I've been on the go for 2 quarters already, like you mentioned. And it puts me in a headspace where I shift back a little bit to survival mode. And I think that's something that we don't talk about enough when it comes to burnout, is that it pushes you to be on survival mode where you're just like doing the bare minimum to stay afloat. And I think that's definitely a very hectic and unpleasant spot to be in any time of the quarter, but particularly in the beginning, given that you have so much ahead of you.
Yeah, I absolutely second that. So I think the number one tip for managing burnout can be writing down the symptoms that you know are pretty consistent when you have experienced it in the past, so you're able to recognize it. And if you are experiencing burnout for the first time, making note of how your habits and routines are changing, how you're feeling, to have that as a reference in the future, because I think that certain level of proactivity can really help in terms of creating those structures that can lift you out of burnout, or at the very least, help you get through the day and even thrive a little bit.
Absolutely. This is one of the biggest aiding factors for me, is when I get myself into a regular routine of like, okay, every Monday I have ABCD to do from this time to this time. Every Wednesday I have this. And it's kind of just automatic. It becomes automatic a little bit, that it takes less out of your energy and it takes less out of your mental power, because you're just sort of like performing rather than having to think about what your next steps are. Like, for example, if you have homework due every week around the same time, you can consistently set a time that day that you set aside for to work on that. And that kind of like goes towards sort of like every aspect of your life, not just academic. I think when it comes to burnout, there is many aspects that I personally feel like become affected, like my ability to eat well, sleep, exercise, or keep up with my social life. Like all of these things sort of become slowly but surely affected by my state of burnout. And I think the routine can play into making sure that you keep those up, by not just like, so when you set aside a time to do academics and to like sort of keep up with your schoolwork, it's also like just as important to set aside a time for like social connections, for exercise, for a good amount of sleep. Like, you know, let's say that you're working on an assignment and then you hit the time where you've decided that you're always going to sleep every day. You should sort of like give your body the grace and comfort and sort of like the permission to stop whatever it is that you're doing and be like, okay, I need to get my 8 hours of sleep a day. Otherwise, I will be very exhausted or everything around my life will be affected. So it's okay to miss out on a few assignments. It's okay to like not be like completely on top of everything, as long as you like, because sleep and food will affect your ability to keep up with everything else. So, and the reason that we wanted to highlight them is because it's so easy to kind of forget about how these basic human aspects can affect you when you're in a burnout state.
That's so accurate. I think you said it so well. Like, most people in their planners only write down like major deadlines and major tasks to do. But sometimes when you are in a burnout, or if you're in a period of time where like you are having trouble taking care of the basic things that your body needs to function, it can be really helpful to write those down too and be like, okay, today I'm gonna eat at these times and I'm going to hydrate at these times and I'm gonna sleep at this time. So just making sure that like everything's accounted for and everything is kind of out of your brain onto paper too can be pretty helpful.
Absolutely.
Do you have any other tips in terms of managing burnout, or what advice would you give to people in terms of balancing socializing and also balancing like the need for personal time when you are feeling burnt out, and how to know when you need either one?
Yeah. That's something that I'm personally grappling with, but I think one of the most helpful things that I found is just having open and honest communication with my friends about my state, because I think, so yeah, when you're in a burnout state, it's important, like you said, to sort of like balance out between time for yourself and social time. And I think being able to sort of communicate with your friends before hangouts, when you schedule hangouts, that you're like, hey, by the way, like, I'm sort of like I'm not feeling in top shape today, but I still want to see you, I still want to hang out with you, but I just wanted to let you know, just so like when I start feeling my energy levels going down, I'll let you know, and like I'll head out or something like that, you know, just communicating openly with your friend. And I've always found my friends very receptive and understanding. And to be honest, if your friends are not receptive or understanding, you should probably find new friends. Because it's important to sort of like be able to understand when you're in burnout, it's important to understand your body's cues. And to listen to them and to sort of like give them the attention that they deserve. So if you're somebody who gets energy drained from being in social gatherings like I do, you shouldn't feel bad about wanting to go out and seeing people and wanting to hang out and, you know, sort of have that social human connection. But at the same time, realizing that at some point you're going to want to be alone and you're going to want to leave and you're going to want to have your own personal space. And the best way that I found this to like work out for me is to just like be open from the beginning before we even like get together with my friends. But honestly, this is a really like big issue. This is something that I still find myself sometimes like with my people pleasing tendency. I don't even know. Like I sometimes feel like it's hard to sort of like recognize your cues or to be able to be honest with your friends. So I'm wondering if you have any tips about this and what your thoughts are.
Yeah, that's also been a challenge for me in the past, because I would say like I lean introverted, but I am very ambiverted and I do need a fair amount of social time in order to maintain my mental health and in order to just feel my best. But at the same time, when I'm not in a great headspace, too much will definitely overwhelm me, like you said. So I think for me in the past, what's also worked well is scheduling interactions that have a set end time, being like, okay, we'll grab lunch from 12, but then I have to go before 2. So that way it's not like indefinite, like it's very structured and you know that it won't last forever and you can recover right after it ends.
Oh my God, yeah, absolutely.
And then I also think...
That takes away from like the... That takes away from, like, for example, the discomfort of having to tell somebody that you're in burnout. You're just going to be like, oh, like, I just have time to hang out from this to this. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, like, hang out in spaces where you feel really familiar with. Like, you could invite someone to come to, like, your neighborhood or to a place that's, like, close to wherever you live that you really enjoy going to and, like, you feel safe there. Because I think in burnout, it can feel more intimidating to go to new places, at least in my experience. Like normally I love exploring like a new place throughout the city, but when I'm super exhausted, sometimes like the most I want to do is go somewhere I'm familiar with. And I think that's totally okay. And it's totally reasonable to be like, hey, like, what about going here today? Because like, it's a place like you feel safe in and you already know, and that can kind of decrease like the mental strain of socializing during burnout.
Yeah, absolutely. I love both of these ideas. I totally agree. I was wondering, so is there anything that you felt or you've noticed that particularly like really helps you whenever you're experiencing burnout?
Ooh, good question. And to be honest, I don't think I have like any... I mean, I wish I had a magic burnout be gone wand. I don't think I have any 100% tried and true tips aside from really re-examining my expectations for myself and resetting them depending on where I'm at. So when I'm not in burnout, I am able to be more productive and just in general get more stuff done than when I am in burnout. So I have to reset my personal expectations and try as hard as I can to be compassionate with myself. If I can't live up to pre-burnout levels of productivity. So just being willing to constantly adapt how many tasks you want to complete in a given day or anything. And yeah, I also think overall just finding the particular comforts that really work well for you to help you feel grounded and just take your mind off work as well.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely. I think, yeah, for me, like you said, compassion is a really big one that I sort of like have to hone in on, particularly when I'm experiencing burnout. Like I have to actively remind myself that, hey, like it's okay to slow down a little bit. It's okay that you need a minute. It's okay that you're not like finishing all of your tasks for the day, and to like sort of like acknowledge what state of mind you're in right now. And I think this is something that I wanted to mention to like anybody who's experiencing burnout, because that's something I've always found myself feeling, is that whenever I'm burnout, the worst thing that I have found to like make me feel worse about myself, the worst thing to like to do to myself, is to sort of like bad talk or criticize myself for being in a burnout state. Like whatever it is the trigger for me that got me into burnout, I will be like, oh, like you got burnout from that, you know, whatever it is. I will always minimize the validity of my state of burnout and all of the factors that got me into it. And I think regardless, first of all, everybody has different limits. And so everybody has different triggers for what gets them into burnout. And so I think something that I really have learned to try and remind myself of is to not do that, is to like really exercise compassion and to tell myself that whatever it is that triggered my burnout state is valid. Even if I think that, oh, maybe it wasn't that big of a deal, like why am I already tired? Why am I already like out of energy? And I think this is like compounded issue of having a lot of mental health struggles, or having to deal with multiple mental health struggles. And the last thing that you want to do is sort of like exacerbate it on yourself by just telling yourself that, oh, like, why are you, you know, like, do better. And it's just like, what do you mean do better? I'm trying my best. Like, your body is trying its best, you know? So I think I generally hope that everybody is able to have that perspective when they're in burnout, and to find that compassion to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. Like, I think if you are able to identify the cause of your burnout, it's super important to just honor it and be like, yeah, that is a pretty damn challenging thing to go through. And I also think sometimes, like, if multiple stretches of burnout happen in a shorter period of time, it can take fewer and fewer things to get you back into that state of burnout. And I think that's totally okay. And while it can be kind of hopelessness inducing, I think it's important to remember that so many people hit burnout at some point or at many points throughout their life. And it's not a indication that you are less worthy as a person because you've hit burnout. It just means that you've been through a lot. And I think in our capitalistic society, it can be super hard to take time and space for yourself. And so I think that the amount of burnout is also just indicative of our society and not of individual failings. Though there are a few things you can do in order to best self-advocate when you're in a period of burnout, and in order to, like we've said, like, recognize the signs and create a plan from there.
Absolutely. Is there anything minuscule, like tiny, that when you do during a burnout period, you feel like it just like just a little bit, you find yourself like feeling better? You find yourself like just having a little bit more energy. You know, like for me, it's eating ice cream. Like if I eat ice cream, I just immediately feel like my life is better. I don't really understand what it is. It feels like, wow, the world is beautiful and everything is good, you know?
Ice cream does that.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. For me, it's my dog. Also, Gigi's.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Pets the perfect are cat. Huge. Huge energy, like, and loving and compassionate energy sources. Like, they just improve your life quality. Like, seriously. Specifically, Rufus and Gigi. But yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever been surprised by anything that's helped during a period of burnout?
Yeah. It sounds silly, but I have been surprised by how me taking care of, or like having a regular food and sleep schedule, improves my state of mind and improves my energy levels. It sounds honestly, it's embarrassing for me, but because, you know, like, I think it's so easy to sort of like overthink, like you said, in a capitalistic world, I feel like we are conditioned to sort of put our body's needs, as it pertains to exercise, sleep, and food, as second to productivity and sort of like being at your best energy levels, you know? And so I think because I've been in that state for so long, having learned the fruitfulness of taking care of your sleep and your food schedule was illuminating. I think specifically in burnout, it sort of like becomes neglected. So that's why I think it's very important to sort of like just go back to the basics, go back to the like ABCs, you know? Are you sleeping well? Mm-hmm. Are you eating well? Are you exercising? Are you talking to your friends? You know, it seems very like basic human things that everybody does, but really there are ways in which you can discover that you have been neglecting them, and that affects your burnout state.
Absolutely. Well, thank you everyone so much for listening. We hope that you take care, whatever state, burnout, not burnout, that you're in. We hope that you're kind and compassionate to yourselves.
Thank you for tuning in.
We are really looking forward to having you back on our next episode, and we hope that this week you find a way to take care of yourselves, whatever that looks like for you. Bye, everyone.